Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Thank you very much indeed for that. You heard in the headlines there, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and he's continuing his fifth visit to the Middle East today in a bid to stop Israel's war with Hamas from intensifying and spreading beyond Gaza. It comes as pressure mounts in the US President Joe Biden to make additional aid to Israel conditional on a ceasefire. John Nichols is National Affairs Correspondent for The Nation, and he joins me now. John, you're very welcome to the programme. The pressure is mounting, isn't it, in the US? Wherever he goes, Joe Biden, he's being asked about Gaza and Israel offensive in Gaza, and if he supports it or what he's doing.
You're absolutely right. In fact, it's become a real factor for the president, who is not merely trying to run for as trapped around the country for major differences that are recognized by his campaign.
Unfortunately, the line is terrible. What we'll do, John, is we'll try and improve that line, and we'll come back to you in just a second when we re-establish the line. We'll be back with John Nichols from The Nation in just a moment.
The new online mortgage portal from PTSB will get you moving. Start your application, track your progress, and talk to us when you need us. Bringing the best of technology and our people together for a mortgage experience that works for you. Apply online at ptsb.ie. PTSB. Altogether more human. Lending criteria, terms and conditions apply. Over 18s only. Security and insurance is required. Warning, if you do not keep up your repayments, you may lose your home. Warning, if you do not meet the repayment on your loan, your account will go into arrears. This may affect your credit rating, which may limit your ability to access credit, a hire purchase agreement, a consumer hire agreement, or a BNPL agreement in the future. Permanent TSB PLC trading as PTSB is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
He's wide open. Pass the ball. Pass it. Pass it.
No one knows sports like your dad, but there's only one authority on health insurance, and it's us. For free, straightforward information, visit hia.ie.
I'd have never gone to Scotland.
A message from the Government of Ireland.
We've got freezing temperatures moving in that look set to stay, with storms...
Ooh, why go out in that? When you can get bigger nights in with Sky TV, Sky Broadband and Netflix for €50 a month for 12 months. Get bigger shows for even bigger nights in. All streamed on super reliable full fibre broadband for €50 a month.
I love it!
Search Sky 50. Availability subject to location. New customers only. 12-month minimum term. Setup fee may apply. For more info, see sky.ie/speeds.
Tradfest is back this January across Dublin City and historic Fingal. 100 concerts with Alton, Lunasa, Stockton's Wing, Keela, Julie Fowlis, Aoife O'Donovan, Jerry O'Connor, Ralph McTell, Carlos Nunes, An Evening with Janice Ian and more. See tradfest.com.
RTE. Supporting the arts.
Ek taku leis na halianna.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
We're back now with John Nichols from The Nation. I was asking you, John, and apologies for that. We're asking you about the pressure mounting on Joe Biden about what's happening in Gaza.
It's huge. There's simply no question of that. Polls show that there's a high level of discomfort among the American people as regards the U.S. stance, at least to the extent that it is perceived as a very pro-Israel stance rather than one that is balanced. In addition, wherever the president goes, and remember, he's not just going as president, he's also going now around the country as a candidate preparing for his 2024 reelection campaign, he tends to be interrupted. One of the most interesting moments came in South Carolina just the other day. He was speaking at a historic church there, and protesters jumped up and said, you know, what about a ceasefire? They challenged him on it. And what was fascinating was that Biden himself seemed to be hearing, you know, feeling this, because instead of just dismissing them or ignoring them, he said, and I'll quote, "I understand their passion, and I've been quietly working with the Israeli government to get them to reduce and significantly get out of Gaza."
That's incredible.
Was a very different line.
That's incredible, isn't it? In the middle of a campaign, as you say, in the lead up to a gargantuan battle with Donald Trump as well. It's a really tricky one in the presidential campaign for Biden, isn't it? Because in his Democratic camp, he will have to support Israel without question. But there will be a significant cohort of Democratic supporters who are not happy with what they're seeing in Gaza.
Absolutely. The polling suggests that there's a deep divide within the Democratic community, within the Democratic base. And remember, Democrats in recent elections have relied very, very heavily on a big turnout of minority voters, black voters, Latino voters, others, as well as boosted turnout of young voters. Polling suggests that it's young voters and voters who are members of minority groups who are most upset by the president's stance on Gaza. And so it's not as if those people are necessarily going to go and vote for Donald Trump. But if he can't mobilize them, if he can't get them excited to come to the polls, that could be devastating for his reelection campaign.
Yeah, and the tightrope he's walking is that they are approving aid, $10 billion in aid for Israel, recently proposed. But this week, and it's reported on the front page of the New York Times, the case, the genocide case in the ICJ is opened against Israel. So it's a real tightrope.
It's a total tightrope. And there's division within President Biden's own base of supporters and base of allies. Senator Bernie Sanders, who ran against Biden, obviously, in 2020, but has become a very close ally of the president. Senator Sanders in recent weeks has been extremely outspoken in arguing to his own very large base that the United States should put conditions on any aid that it gives to Israel, and also saying that aid just cannot go to the continued bombardment of Gaza. And so it's not just Republicans that are challenging Biden on this. He's really being challenged by people who support his re-election campaign otherwise, but are very upset on this issue.
And then there's a real task that Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, is trying to discharge in the Middle East at the moment. We've reported on the updates on his visit. He's trying to stop this conflict from escalating and spreading in the region. And we've seen the attacks rejected or repelled by the Houthi rebels. And he says if they continue, there will be consequences. He said that in the last hour or so. That's going to be a really difficult job for the US to stop this from spreading in the region.
It's a double challenge, right? First off, you have the challenge of Gaza itself and the humanitarian crisis and all the issues related to it, which are very high profile and very profoundly covered in the United States media. Then you have this threat of potentially an expanding war. For Blinken, it's really the ultimate test. He is going to be doing shuttle diplomacy, trying to speak to leaders in all sorts of different countries. And it's very challenging because what he does not have at this point is the sort of assurance from Israel that he needs if he's going to leaders of Arab states, you know, to say, look, if you'll back off, if we can get you to back down, Israel will back down as well. And so it's kind of a constant challenge for Blinken to go back and forth to these different officials. He's, by all accounts, he's pretty good at it. I mean, he knows the region, and he has the president's backing, you know, to try and dial things down. But it is literally, if you look at the history of diplomacy, it's one of the most challenging moments I think an American Secretary of State has ever been in.
Yeah, without question. Can I ask you more generally about the presidential campaign? And we know that the Republicans are vying with each other and that Donald Trump is trying to ride his... it's incredible, really, John, isn't it? He's not engaging in the debates. He's not engaging in those tete-a-tetes at all. He's just trying to ride his luck, I suppose, all the way to the nomination. Will he succeed?
He's pretty close to it. The polling suggests that he is over 50% support among Republicans nationally and in most of the battleground states where they'll have caucuses and primaries. Tonight, Nikki Haley, the former UN ambassador, and Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, will debate in Iowa. And, you know, they'll make their points and do everything. But if you combine the support that they've got in Iowa, the first caucus state, which votes at the start of next week, they don't come anywhere near equaling the support that Trump has. And so Trump is staying out of that debate. But, of course, he's running around the state holding his super rallies with big crowds of people, getting just as much attention as those who debate. And so, in a way, like him or not, Trump has figured out a strategy, which is to ignore the process, kind of go above it, and still claim most of the attention. Mm-hmm. Most evidence is that that's working for him.
Yeah, and then on the other side of it, the incumbent, Joe Biden, who we've discussed and all his problems, you're writing in The Nation, I see, that he's actually improving a little bit in the polls.
Yeah. He had a really bad fall, I think, when Gaza, took off as a major issue, and there were a lot of other challenges. There was some polling in early November that showed him to be in terrible shape. And you started hearing a lot of Democrats saying maybe he should be replaced. As the year came to an end, Biden's poll numbers did go up, at least somewhat against Trump. He's actually leading Trump in some polls. He's behind Trump in others. But I think it's stabilized his circumstance a little bit. And so now what we're looking at, when you add all these pieces together, is the very real likelihood that 2024 in the United States will be a repeat of 2020. It will very likely be Biden versus Trump.
It's unbelievable, really, when you think about it. I'm actually looking at the BBC here, John, as we speak, and they're reporting shock as Hunter Biden attends the House contempt hearing. So he seems to be adding oxygen to that. I'm not sure if that's from the top in the Democratic Party.
I think that there's an awful lot of people in the Democratic Party who prefer that Hunter Biden disappeared.
Yeah.
Kind of went on vacation somewhere far away. But he did go into this committee hearing today, and it created total chaos. Republicans were yelling at him from the podium. Democrats were interrupting. It was literally something that will be on, I assume, on television screens, not just in the U.S., but around the world in the next 24 hours. And for Biden, for Joe Biden, who's, like him or not, is a very dignified guy, this sort of theater, for lack of a better term, I think is difficult. And I do think that, however, the one final thing I'll say on it is the United States is so deeply divided that, stunts like this, incidents like this, don't necessarily hurt one candidate or help another, because people seem to be locked into their camps and they sort of cheer for their side no matter what.
Yeah, it's so tribal, and it's just added to the melting pot of chaos, which is going to get more intense, I'm sure, especially if it is, as you predict, Biden versus Trump again. Look, good to talk to you. John Nichols, National Affairs Correspondent with The Nation.